From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id. Hello listeners, welcome back to the English service for Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today we have a lot of information coming from our country and we would like to begin with the news, so make sure that you will stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo has outlined three main conditions that must be met to bolster the empowerment of Indonesian women. He also said that the three conditions are the equalization of digital infrastructure, digital literacy and entrepreneurial skills, training for women in Indonesian remote regions. He made the statement while opening the G20 Women's Empowerment Kickoff meeting, according to a press release issued by the Ministry of Communication and Informatics on Wednesday. As reported by Antara, the president noted that the equalization of digital infrastructure is required because it can support women in many productive activities. One way is to make it easier for women in the digital industry to access financial services. Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi urged women to support each other's empowerment at the commemoration of our Mother's Day commemorated on December 22nd every year. As reported by Antara, Minister Retno in a video message on Wednesday said that all women with their respective professions and backgrounds must cooperate, collaborate, and become the main actors in empowering women and defending their own rights. She also said that women's issues have been one of Indonesia's foreign policy focuses at various international forums. Minister of Transportation Budi Karya Sumadi has outlined several anticipatory measures taken by his ministry to prevent a surge in transportation and passengers, especially at ports during the Christmas and New Year's holiday. As reported by Antara, Minister Sumadi on Wednesday noted that reflecting last year's surge, peak mobility during the upcoming holiday period is expected to occur on December 23rd and December 24th, 2021. He further said that to anticipate overcapacity at the Merak Ferry Port, the first anticipation is to increase the number of officers on guard. The next effort is to optimize e-ticketing and prepare anticipatory steps if problems occur and force passengers to use manual tickets. Indonesia's state budget APBN has supported gender-based budgeting through the Gender Responsive Budgeting Program since 2000. This was affirmed by Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati at the Capital Market Women Empowerment Forum on Wednesday. As quoted by Antara, she also said that it aims to plan, budget, monitor, and track the utilization of state spending in supporting gender equality. She also noted that the endeavor is made since the budget may be spent disproportionately for either men or women. In addition, budget utilization may discriminate against certain groups. Let's move on to the international news. Leader of North Korea Kim Jong-un praised outgoing Chinese Ambassador Lee Jin-chun for helping to improve relations between Pyongyang and Beijing, state media reported on Thursday as the envoy left office after 7 years in the post, as reported by Reuters.com. KCNA reported Kim's comments were conveyed to Lee by Cho Ryong-hae, a top official in the ruling Workers' Party of Korea, and Lee also met with North Korean Premier Kim Tok-hun. Kim Jong-un highly praised the ambassador for successfully assisting several DPRK China summit meetings over the past 7 years, making much efforts to develop the friendly relations between the two parties and the two countries and sharing bitters and sweets with the Korean people. The U.S. Navy Fifth Fleet said on Wednesday that two of its patrol coastal ships seized a cargo of illicit weapons from a stateless fishing vessels during a flag verification boarding in the North Arabian Sea on Monday. The fleet, in a statement as reported by Reuters.com, stated that the shipment consists of approximately 1,400 AK-47 assault rifles and 226,600 rounds of ammunition. It also said the stateless vessels was assessed to have originated in Iran and transited international waters along a route historically used to traffic weapons unlawfully to the Houthis in Yemen. Prime Minister of Spain Pedro Sanchez has announced plans for a mandatory face covering outside in response to a dramatic rise in COVID-19 infections. The rule was dropped only 6 months ago, but Spain saw a record of 49,823 cases on Tuesday. As reported by BBC.com, the Omicron variant is spreading across Europe fast, and World Health Organization says the region is once again at the epicenter of the pandemic. In Spain, the variant is believed to account for almost half of infections. Mr. Sanchez told regional leaders the mask measures will be put to ministers and signed into law before Christmas. He also announced an acceleration of the vaccine booster program with greater involvement from the military. Listener, that was the news.
Pesantren, or Islamic boarding school, is part of religion-based education that exists even before Indonesia's independence. The emergence of pesantren in education institution began with the transition from Majapahit Kingdom into Demak, the first Islamic kingdom in Indonesia. Along with time, pesantren kept developing from the traditional model into a modern one. The existence of pesantren had given a significant contribution to the independence and national development. The santri, students at Islamic boarding schools, graduated not only as a preacher or teacher in a religious institution. Instead, they spread across diverse jobs. About pesantren in the 34th Congress of Nahdlatul Ulama in Lampung on Wednesday, President Joko Widodo invited the cadres of Nahdlatul Ulama to face the rapid technology advancement that can change the daily life. The youths and santri, the president added, can move the economy together in creating a prosperity for all. Amid the COVID-19 pandemic, the role of Islamic boarding school and their students in fighting the virus was shown by vaccination, which later became a model for the people and other education institution. Pesantren is an Indonesian typical religious education, but they still accept the changes so the students can keep contributing to various aspects, especially the manpower development with a religious approach.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, student history starts with the event on December 23, 1933, the birth of Japanese Emperor Akihito. Akihito is the 125th Emperor of Japan who reigned from 1989 to 2019, succeeding his father Emperor Hirohito. Akihito was born on December 23, 1933, as the eldest son and fifth child of seven children. Since ascending the imperial throne, Akihito tried to bring the imperial family closer to Japanese society. The era of his reign was named Heisei, which means achieving peace or peace wherever. Next event is that in 1954, the first kidney transplant was carried out successfully. On December 23, 1954, Joseph Edward Murray, an American surgeon, successfully performed a kidney transplant to twin brothers, Richard and Ronald Herrick at Peter Ben Brigham Hospital in Boston, USA. Murray transplanted a healthy kidney that Ronald Herrick had donated to his twin brother Richard, who was critically ill due to nephritis or inflammation of the kidney. After the operation, Richard was able to survive for 8 years. We end today's history with the event in 1972. Earthquake occurred in Managua, Nicaragua. An earthquake measuring 6.5 magnitude shook Managua City, the capital of Nicaragua, on December 23, 1972. The disaster killed more than 10,000 people, injured about 20,000 people, and left about 300 people homeless. Well, listener, that was today in history, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Still with us, Voice of Indonesia. Next, we got more information for you in My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
In realizing sustainable forest management, Director General for Sustainable Forest Management at the Environment and Forestry Ministry adhered to a concept of five pillars of sustainable forest management. They are area of certainty, business guarantee, productivity, product diversity, and competitiveness value. That was stated by Director General for Sustainable Forest Management, Agus Justianto, during the Environment and Forestry Ministry Year-End Reflection in Jakarta on Saturday. Agus Justianto further explained that in 2021, his side keeps realizing the fiscal policy relaxation launched by the government in 2020. With the relaxation in the quarter 3 of 2021, the forestry business brought 0.17% growth. So, it gave a 3.51% contribution to the national quarter 3 economic growth, and that number is expected to keep increasing until the end of quarter 4, 2021. Agus Justianto also remarked that in general, the forestry sector performance to national economy amid the COVID-19 pandemic showed a positive trend. That was shown from the forestry industry product export value that grew by 20.55% in quarter 3, 2021. and 25.37% in quarter 4 2021 compared to 2020. The non-tax state revenue also grew by 19.75% in the quarter 3 2021 and 7.76% in quarter 4 2021, reaching 2.54 trillion rupiah. This growth is expected to continue up to 10% until the end of quarter 4 2021. Therefore, the Environment and Forestry Ministry in managing forests is considering all aspects so that sustainable forests can be beneficial for all, including those people who cut the trees and the branches. Agus hopes that forest resources optimizations through forestry multi-business can be realized well.
You are still with us, a voice of Indonesia. Next one, we'll present you some information about our tourism and also our local wisdom while in this pandemic in which you cannot go to visit our countries. So make sure that you will listen the next one. The next one is Indonesian Wonder.
Besides traditional clothes, every region in Indonesia also has a typical headband, or usually called ikat. Take for example, in Central Java, there is blangkon as a complement of men's traditional clothes. In Bali, the headband is called udang, while in West Java, it is known as ikat sunda. The existence of ikat is a complementary of men's traditional clothes or angguan pamegat, which has high aesthetic value. There are various kinds of ikat sunda and they have deep philosophy. Ikat comes from the Sundanese language, which means tie. In ancient times, ikat reflected class in society so that it was clear the difference in the position of a man in everyday life. Philosophically, ikat means sauyunan, or bond in a single life. Like a palm stick, if forms into a single knot, a broom will be able to clean anything. Likewise, if human acts individually, of course, it's hard to face a problem. Ikat also indicates that the user does not want to be separated from Kasundaan's identity. Ikat is made of cloth in the form of a square that has four corners. The four corners have the meaning as keretek hati. Keretek means feelings or sounds that arise automatically. Hati means heart. Keretek hati is defined as intention, speech, behavior, and body, which is then folded in half to form an isosceles triangle with three corners. The three angles reflect three principles, tritangtu, of equality in social life, namely the tritangtu consisting of rishi, or religious leader, Rama, people's leader, and Prabhu, regional leader. Based on its history, ikat is divided into two major parts, ikat buhun, or bahala ikat, and ikat kiwar, or modern or practical ikat. Ikat buhun is an ikat model from ancient elders in the Pasundan area and is formed from rectangular cloth that is folded according to special rules and forms an ikat model, such as barang bang semplak, julang apak, parekos jengkol, and buayang angsar. The shape and model of the kiwari ikat resembles the buhun ikat. However, it has undergone several changes following the development of fashions, such as ikat chandra sumirat, ikat maung leumpang, ikat praktis parekos, ikat praktis makuta wangsa, ikat praktis mancaputra, and ikat batu kincir.
Dan juga malam, dari malam aku bernafas lalu mengingat semua tentangmu. Saat berdua hatiku pun tergetar, saat kau senyum hatiku pun berdebar. Ternyata bukan milikku. Berulang kali kau titip salam untuknya, ku tak rela untuk menyampaikannya. Tahukah kamu, tahukah dirimu, betapa diriku menginginkan dirimu. Pedih hatiku saat ku sadari cintamu yang cinta pada dia. Berharap kau segera melupakannya, berharap kau tak lagi suka padanya. Tuhan tolong ubah hatinya. Berulang kali kau titip salam. Tahukah kamu,
Bukankah dirimu betapa diriku menginginkan dirimu pergi hatiku saat ku sadari mencintamu yang cinta pada dia.
Alright, more information from Indonesia is still coming up. The next one will be Miscellany.
Listeners, after Times Higher Education, THE released a nomination for THE Data Point Social Impact Award category in August 2021. Finally, THE announced the winner for the category virtually on Tuesday. 10 November, Technology Institute of Surabaya ITS, as the only nominator from Indonesia, was declared as the winner of THE Awards Asia 2021 for category THE Data Point Social Impact Award. The award was awarded to ITS, which transparently gave the most complete public evidence in the group of THE Impact Rankings SDGs, which is related to social problems such as health, education, and poverty. According to Senior Manager of World Class University ITS Affairs, Ruli Pratiwi Setiawan, at THE Data Point Social Impact Award category, there were some prestigious overseas universities which became nominees, such as Hanyang University from Korea, Hiroshima University from Japan, Mahidol University from Thailand, and University Science Malaysia from Malaysia. Totally, there were 9 universities to be nominees in this category, including 10 November Technology Institute of Surabaya ITS, and ITS succeeded to be the winner. Lecturer of Department of Urban and Regional Planning said ITS success as the winner because ITS is valued as one of universities in the global level which stands out in supporting SDGs with an impressive transparency score. It shows that ITS is not only committed to SDGs but also showing real support to the public. The Data Point Social Impact Award is annual agenda of the British High Educational Calendar, while in Asia 2021 became the third event of THE Awards Asia. THE Awards Asia 2021 has some categories: namely, excellence and innovation in the arts, international strategy of the year, outstanding support for students, student recruitment campaign of the year, teaching and learning strategy of the year, technological or digital innovation of the year, workplace of the year, leadership and management team of the year, THE Data Point Improved Performance Award, and THE Data Point Social Impact Award. That's Miss Seleni.
Jatuh cinta karena rasanya ini berbeda. Oh, apakah ini memang cinta? Selalu berbeda saat menatapnya. Mengapa aku begini? Hilang berani dekat denganmu, ingin ku memilikimu, tapi aku tak tahu bagaimana caranya. Tolong katakan pada dirinya, lagu ini ku tuliskan untuknya. Namanya selalu ku sebut dalam doa, sampai aku mampu ucap maukah denganku. Ku rasa ku sedang jatuh cinta karena rasanya ini berbeda. Oh, apakah ini memang cinta? Selalu berbeda saat beratapnya. Di sini aku berdiri menanti waktu yang tepat hingga akhirnya ku mampu katakan padamu. Oh, tolong katakan pada dirinya, lagu ini ku tuliskan untuknya. Namanya selalu ku sebut dalam doa, mungkinkah dia tahu cinta yang mau. Oh, oh, tolong katakan pada dirinya, lagu ini ku tuliskan untuknya. Namanya selalu ku sebut dalam doa, sampai aku mampu ucap mau kada.
Listener, we still got one more song for you, so make sure that you will stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, today I will present you a song from Club Project. Club Project is a music group from Indonesia formed by Katon Bagaskara as a vocal, bassist and guitar, Lilo as a guitar and vocal, and Adi Adrian as a keyboardist, pianist and synthesizer, and also Ari Burhani, the drummer, in 1986. class name itself is derived from their initials. Meanwhile, use a lowercase a to indicate to the presence of two personnel with the same initials. Another unique thing is club project works always have rhyming lyrics with literary nuances. For example, the song Yogyakarta. The song contained in the second album in the 1990 has a rhyming lyric such as Setangkup and Salaksa. According to the Big Indonesian Dictionary of the Ministry of Education and Culture, Setangkup has the root word tangkup, which means equal size, while Salaksa comes from the word laksa, which means tens of thousands. In the song, the word Salaksa tends to mean a lot. Listener, here is the song Yogyakarta sung by Club Project.
Pulang ke kotamu, ada
Voice of Indonesia.
Sekutu asa yang sempat ku titipkan di dalam
Voice of Indonesia.
Until almost an hour, we from Voice of Indonesia accompanying you in this English program. You have listened to so many information and also good music from our country. Please do not hesitate to tell us what you think. Send it to our email voi@voinews.id or our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia. Well, then, listeners, thank you very much for listening. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.